Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
WFAN Sports Flash.
And this report brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. We'll have the Yankees and Blue Jays on the fan again tonight. Carlos Rodon the start. Last night, the Yanks losing in Toronto 3-1 as Luis Gil lost the strike zone. Walked seven guys over five innings of work. Mets, meantime, beat the Pirates 6-3 after spotting Pittsburgh a 3-0 lead. So the Mets, after that 0-5 start, back to even at 8-8. Jose Quintana on the mound tonight on WCBS 880. The Rangers have won the President's Trophy. They go 55-23-4 with their shutout win over the Senators. Jacob Trouba says, "We've accomplished goal number one."
It's time to move on and focus on whoever we play in the first round and that first game and build from there. And I think that's what we've done all year, is focus one game at a time. And if things don't go our way, we've been pretty good at turning the page and refocusing and, I guess, rechanneling our energy to the right places. And, I think we feel like we got a good thing going in here.
No, we don't know who the Rangers are going to face yet, but we do know the Islanders will play the Hurricanes. They've won 7 of 8 with their win over the Devils. They clinched third in the division. Islanders and Hurricanes, first round of the postseason. The Nets reportedly set to hire Kings top assistant Jordy Fernandez as their new head coach. You got the Lakers and Pelicans tonight and the Warriors and Kings Western Conference play-in games. This report brought to you by Mazda. The 2024 Mazda CX-50 comes with standard iActive all-wheel drive, giving you confidence and grip on the road in any weather condition. The CX-50 also has a durable yet luxurious interior with a panoramic moonroof, Bose audio system, and heated ventilated seats. Visit your local Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com to learn more. Also brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's 62 in Central Park. That's what's happening. I'm Jerry Recco on Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan.
When this happens, you talk about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back here on The Fan. Brandon, Tierney, Sal, Licata show. That's interesting. It's like the Yankees lose a game, but I'm bothered by it. Like, how dare you lose?
Well, they lost two games.
Well, that really bothers me. Like, you know, how dare you not score a couple of runs here? Now, I am curious, what is the point where the Yankee fan gets legitimately aggravated? I mean, the record's fantastic.
Right.
There's been so many positive signs. Even of the 12-5, of the five losses, one of them was 3-0, one of them was 3-1 last night. And I think most of us thought the starting pitching would be a bigger issue than the offense.
Gil wasn't good last night, but still.
But he's got good stuff, yeah. And he just couldn't command the zone. No, he was all over the map. There's no doubt. He couldn't command his four-seamer.
But still, he wasn't the reason that they lost the game.
They didn't hit. Right. They didn't hit here. And, you know, I think today's an interesting spot. Rodon's on the hill. And, you know, this is a spot where, without a legitimate ace to just, you know, end that move, like, two is, is a bit of a skid.
They can't have a setback tonight. Like, Rodon's allowed to have a bad outing. Tonight can't be the one. Because then it starts to snowball the wrong way. Like, if Rodon goes out there and looks like he did a year ago, and then that leads to three straight losses, and Rodon you know, being shaky, that could be an issue. Now, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but you're right. I think it is an important start for Rodon tonight.
Also, talking about the Mets here, and, you know, who are the real Mets? Real Mets, please stand up. Please stand up. So, both very small samples. Let's incorporate Rodon and the Mets here. What do you think is more reflective of what the rest of the season will yield? The Mets' recent run or the way Rodon's looked so far this season? It's a tough one.
I don't think either are as good as they appear to be lately.
So I think it's Rodon.
I will say this, though, BT, about Rodon or the Yanks in general. Like, it's almost, and I know it's way early, but it's almost like the Yanks are back to being the Yanks. And when that is the case, I don't want to say it's irrelevant in the regular season because obviously it means a lot, and especially Yankee fans get into it every game, and it's fun to watch, you know, Volpe, Soto, and Judge. But really, it's wake me up in October when it matters because this team is so good that they're going to leave no doubt. Now, the battle for the division is going to be fun, you would assume, with Baltimore, and those games are going to be interesting and must-watch. But, like, the Blue Jays aren't any good, and they're not a real threat to the Yankees. And it's all about, to me, about the postseason with this Yankee team. It's always going to be. They're generally always in the postseason, and the question begins once we get there, is this the team to finally get back to and win a World Series?
See, I don't see it that way. I mean, I'd like to see it that way, but my confidence is not nearly high enough to actually see it that way because I'm starting to see signs with Rizzo. I know the average is okay,
yeah, that's
but he's
not
just
good.
His bat's looking slow.
I told you, man, Rizzo and Stan are going to be a problem because you have those three guys atop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, great. Even if they do their job and are on base the majority of the time, the other guys behind them have to get the job done, and I don't trust Rizzo or Stan.
I think I'm more concerned Rizzo, you know, booting the ball around the infield. I mean, to me, that's very uncharacteristic of Rizzo. He's usually a great fielder. You know, Torres is a mess. Who knows how he's dealing with the contractual stuff. Catchers have given you nothing.
So at what point?
You know, I hear you, Jim. Like, the way it used to be is, hey, blitz the Orioles, go 17-2 against those scrubs, smack Toronto, this is before the Rays got good, annihilate the Tampa Bay Devil Rays
back in
the day. You know, win 99 games, 100 games with your eyes shut, coast into the playoffs and go win a World Series. I can't do that because this team doesn't know how to win.
Right.
This team hasn't won together. They've done nothing together.
Okay, so then let me ask you.
To me, it's a night-to-night grind. Okay. I can't wait for tonight. I am taking nothing for granted. I'm assuming, I know that the top three guys are going to juice it.
Right.
But everything else is kind of like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But if they lose, like they lost the game to Cleveland the other day. I was like, all right, well, they still won 2 out of 3. You know, whatever happens at extra innings. They lose last night. It's like, all right, not great, but whatever.
But
like,
win tonight. Okay. I want to see you win tonight.
I'm not
going to go nuts if they don't.
Well, that's what I mean.
I'm not going nuts yet, but it's a different evaluation with this team. They've done nothing together. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt.
At what point do you start to say maybe this Yankee team isn't what we thought? Or what point, forget even that, like, is there a point where, you know, Rodon, I think, is different.
Yep.
Individually watching him
I got
tonight.
One thing for you.
Okay.
And it answers your thing about the team, but it's an individual. I want to see where Judge is middle of May. I want to see what these next, you know, 15, 18 games bring.
All right, so I like that, though, because it makes more sense to me. It's more about the individuals on the team as opposed to the team, because it seems like even with certain individuals struggling, like, the Yankees are going to win the majority of games they play. It's just how it feels, at least right now.
Yeah, but if he's not Judge, and again, I think he's going to be. That's why I say, you know, give me another 15, 18 games for him to really get things going. And he showed some signs here, for sure.
He looked great in Cleveland.
He did, and that was the rest. That's the way he drew it up. You know, Volpe on base, Soto rips a bullet down the right field line, boom, little hanger to Judge, 3-0. You can't draw it up better. Now, and that's going to happen a lot this year, I think. But I guess I'm less convinced that maybe Rizzo can be as viable as I thought maybe he could be. Torres is worrying me here. I mentioned the catcher. So the reason why I choose to really focus on Judge is, I know what Soto's going to do, and I think I know at this point what Volpe's going to do. I want to say I know what Judge is going to do, but he looks a little different this year. So if Judge is right, that changes how I view the team. If Judge is sporadically Judge, then that changes the way I view the team.
And
to answer the team thing, it's really individually driven one guy.
I still think they're going to need to add a middle of the order bat.
Middle of the order?
4-5, yeah.
No, I don't think they need the middle of the order.
You're relying on Rizzo or Stanton?
I don't think they need a middle of the order guy.
Now moving Volpe,
Rizzo? If Judge is Judge.
But still, there's only then the top three. They can't carry the entire, as good as they are, as great as they are. at some point, especially with those guys who like to walk, with Judge drawing walks, obviously Soto drawing walks, like at some point the guys behind them got to drive them in. And if I personally don't trust Stanton to do what he's been doing early on, like I think he's just way too up and down. That's been the course of his career.
He looks different recently. To me this year. I disagree.
Rizzo, don't believe in. Glaber looks lost.
I'm worried about Rizzo, okay, and I'm worried about Torres.
Order,
I think I'm
Wells,
more annoyed
Verdugo.
By I'm not worried about Torres. I'm annoyed by Torres. Even last night defensively. I'm not just trying to smack him around for no reason. But this is why I've been telling everybody for 2 years, you can't extend him long term. Not giving Glaber Torres $150 million. There's no way.
Should have already traded him.
You can make the case.
They should have already. I mean, we talked about that last year in the offseason. They talked about it, not this past offseason, the offseason before that.
I think they weren't. I can't. I'm trying to get inside their heads. I think if they thought Volpe would be this, they might have. Because then you can maybe get away with Peraza, even though he's hurt. And he's coming back soon. But Peraza playing defensively as a great defensive second baseman, if you knew that Volpe was going to rake. If you got like from 209 to say 227 this year, Volpe, without Torres' stick, they were probably reluctant to do that.
Maybe they just didn't get the right package back. But the point is, Torres has driven both of us nuts for a while. He'll put up some numbers. And for a second baseman, his offensive numbers are, really good. However, there's just something about him to me that's never been a winning player.
I don't disagree. 877-337-6666. Also, obviously, some Mets stuff, some Yankee stuff, some John Sterling stuff. Clem is up in Rockland, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Clem?
Yo, guys, I want to thank you again for the best 4 hours of radio. So, BT, I'll be right back to you. Sal, listen, you got me down a little bit, man, from a 54-year-old lifelong Mets fan who was almost converted to the dark side when I was 10, when a few Yankees came to camp, Ramakoy, Mickey Rivers, Lou Piniella, and Willie Randolph. I was almost at that point where I said, let me get the pinstripes. Let me jump on board, but I didn't. And sometimes I wonder if
mistake.
I regret it.
Yes. But, I mean, are you proud of that?
Sometimes you wonder. You've had to live with that decision over the last 40-plus years, whatever it's been. Man, that's a rough one.
You're right. But I need you, Sal, before the bandwagon takes off and it leaves you at the stand. I need you to jump on board because this is different. It's Mendy. It's Stearns. Now I'm going to flip to BT. BT, a few minutes ago, and by the way, BT,
yes,
I think you should submit for the Yankee job. I don't know how much it would cost to get you to be on the mic. Mets fan, I love John Sterling. It's his love for the Yankees that comes through on the mic, and I believe they need a guy like you. And
your
Verdugo call was legendary, man.
People recognize my great talents.
Boomer Geo mentioned that this morning.
Did they?
Yeah.
When the bat hits the mauling goes over the wall. That's a Volper.
they mentioned you this morning, right, saying, would you throw your hat in the ring for that?
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
BT.
Yeah, go ahead, Clemmy.
BT.
Yes.
All right, so listen, I've learned a lot of big words since you've been on air here, man. No one says the deuce more than you, than me, and than I do now. I've learned a lot of big words.
I mean, it's two syllables. It's not that big. Go ahead.
Some words that are going to come out of your mouth soon. I can't wait to hear them. Before you said, there's going to be a Cohen flex. And I almost crashed my car when you said that because the next words that are coming are King Cohen.
Oh,
I can't wait. It's coming, baby.
Oh, boy.
King Cohen, Clem, you're right. Maybe I should get back on the bandwagon. Here's the problem with that.
He's going to be at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Stevie the philanthropist will be fundraising for all the great things that he does, those charitable endeavors. Stevie P is his name.
Here's the thing, Clem. While I do appreciate the call and the attempt to pump me up, I'm not there yet. I told you a week ago, they're starting to win me over, and I'm starting to believe in them to a certain extent. I'm not there yet. It's been fun. They're fun to watch. I'm thankful we have a season here. The Mets have a season back on. I can't go to those extremes yet because I truly don't believe that I'm watching a playoff team right now.
I respect that, but you've gone to extremes with Steve Cohen. So what's stopping you?
Well, we had to put the King thing on hiatus.
Oh, thank God.
Put that on ice for a little bit till the offseason.
But you really didn't put it on ice. I heard you say it two or three times right there.
Well,
so
it's fun to say.
You don't really abide by the rules all the time.
It's fun to say. Look, 8-8 it's not King worthy.
No, it's
J.D. Martinez, not King Cohen.
No, it's Stevie P worthy.
If you can feel what I am feeling, then the truth is just believing. You're my
Stevie P time.
You're my diamond girl.
Stevie the philanthropist.
Yes.
He brings that 37-year-old DH. I mean, listen, he's flexing.
I do like this song.
Oh, the song's awesome. Yeah. Oh, I love this song. Stevie P. Let's just, you know, just to remind everybody, let's not get it twisted. You won a couple of games, everybody getting excited. I love that.
But you realize the people, BT, you got to give them what they want. The people don't want Stevie P.
Well, he's the one who called himself a philanthropist. Then don't say it.
But you came up with the Stevie P thing. He said he's a philanthropist.
And I said, not King Cohen. How about Stevie
right.
P?
I get it.
The philanthropist.
And I would tend to agree that right now, I think you nailed it. I think he is Stevie P, the philanthropist. I think that, though, you got to give the people what they want. And when they call, they don't say BT, it's Stevie P.
Especially
when they're excited about the Mets.
Yeah.
What they say is, King Cohen has returned. The Mets have new life. They are now 8-8. I mean, geez, even I feel weird taking bows at 8-8. But they want to hear the King Cohen. It's just so much more fun to say.
It is. It's more inspiring. The problem is it's not as accurate yet.
Although people will look, 7-3 over the teams that they've beaten, that's king-like. That
no,
is king-like.
It's.
What are you talking about? 7-3 is a good stretch over 10
9
years.
9-1 is. I mean, come on. Standards.
They could go 7. What's the Yankees' record?
12-5.
All right, there you go.
And they've lost two straight. 12-3. That was pretty stunning.
Oh, what's their last 10? Same thing. 7-3.
I don't know whatever the hell it is. All I know is they're 12-5 and they lead the division.
I'm just
that's
saying.
That's what I know.
7-3.
Don't make me start rooting against you guys. I'm leaning into this little run here. I'm liking the energy. Running the bags. Bader's. He's got the flexing double steals. Beatty looking good. Please,
little much. A little much with the. Now
don't
I like
make
the
me
energy.
Start changing.
I like the energy, but the flexing from Bader. You know, it's a little.
He's got the Spider-Man thing going on. I think you guys see here.
He gets two
thing.
Hits all season long. He's like dancing and celebrating both.
Yeah. One off the end of the bat with a 69 exit velo to left field to break up a no-no.
I'm all for being yourself, and I do love the passion.
Yeah.
Just keep it going.
Yes, and I think they're going to try. I don't like. Listen, the only thing. Do I have to say it? You know, I'm going to say it.
You think Chapman went home to mommy last night?
Huh?
Chapman.
Oh, yeah. Do you think
Chapman? He was so upset. I can't look at him and think anything. I know.
Yeah. Do you think that? Well, let me put it this way: how many of the current Mets, the Mets that played last night, how many of those Mets do you think are in the opening day lineup? And there's a reason why I'm doing this. Not next year, the year after, in 2 years. And I'm going to tell you who these Mets are in a second. It's a tough question, isn't it?
Say this again?
What?
Did you ask me a question yet?
Yes.
What is it?
What?
What? I didn't even. I'll
answer this.
Yeah,
there's going to be five, at least five in the opening day roster.
Right, let me at least let Sal know the question. Even
for next year, you're saying?
No, in 2 years.
Two years.
The Mets that were in the game last night, how many are in the opening day lineup in 2026?
Five.
Okay, so you're going Beatty, you're going Lindor, you're going Pete.
Yeah.
Who else?
Alvarez.
Okay, yep, absolutely.
Nimmo.
Okay. Nimmo. You could be right.
I mean...
You could be right.
If anything, it's going to be four minimum. Uh-huh. I think Beatty and Alvarez are going to be there.
So
I think Lindor is going to be there.
Yeah.
I think Nimmo's going to be there. Pete's the only question mark, and I still believe they're going to bring him back.
I say that because... And you might be right. Like, I'm not trying to be unfair, but I say that because, like, even in the winning streak... You know, it's a Band-Aid. And you'll take a Band-Aid because you guys were hemorrhaging the first five games of the season. And you're just spouting blood everywhere, right? You close the faucet a little bit. Stitch it up a little bit.
I get it. I still... like.
But it's not like... you've. I don't know.
I get it.
Is Marte here? Is Bader here? You know, it's McNeil here.
No, but better guys.
They're not going to be here. The young kids are going
to
be here.
They might be in two years.
In 2 years, Marte is definitely gone. Bader's not going to be here. I mean, if he is, he's a role player. You're talking about Jet Williams, Acuna Jr.
Now they got to work out.
Right, who's going to be in
Hoff right? Hoff might be right.
Those are the guys.
Who's going to be in right next year?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Then you'll be the king. But just understand, guys, this is the 2024 Mets will be lucky to be the 2020 Knicks. You should sign up for that now.
Right.
That means you get an unlikely postseason berth and you get steamrolled and you get bounced right away. Yeah, that's the upside. The ultimate upside.
I think they deserve credit for playing the way that they have, certainly riding their season, dealing with adversity, bouncing back right away. And maybe this team could be scrappy. Maybe they could be a team that could be dangerous to a certain extent as far as getting in the postseason. I need to see more before I totally sell out and believe all in on this.
Yeah, but this is what I didn't want to have happen. You turn me cranky with the Cohen stuff.
What I do? The Cohen said King Cohen is going to get what he wants.
Here comes the arrogance, just like the Jet fans. Yeah, well, not arrogance, but the... the unrealistic hijacking of things. You can't just enjoy, I don't mean you, everybody. Right. You a little. You can't just enjoy this, like, all right, we're
getting
a couple of teams.
I told you, I think they're closer to the 0-5 team.
Yeah, but these Met fans are getting a little wacky now.
And
come
I'm sort
on.
Of following their lead. They're getting me pumped up. They're getting me pumped back up. Maybe I should be believing in this team. I've been wrong about them once.
See, this is what happens. I hate when you're, this is the ride that I'm on with the Mets. When you're 0-5, I'm like, see, I told you this is who you are.
Now you just said,
but then I don't want the season to end. So I'm happy that you start ripping off some wins. So I want to, I want to have a good competitive baseball season, both the Yanks and the Mets. But now you start tilting things in the other direction. Playoffs, we got a chance to do this. This guy's going to do that. No, you're not.
You've already admitted they're better than you thought. You said that today.
They win 76 games. I think they're going to win 80 now.
Okay, well that's four games, and maybe in a couple weeks you go another four games up.
I mean, I do respect the bounce back, but 2020 Knicks. Just going to find out who your Trae Young is. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Not sure who that person's going to be.
I'll take it. I'll take it for a year with no expectations.
Maybe Brian Reynolds. Yeah. In a little wild card situation.
Pirates ain't no playoff team. That's the spose of them.
I think they're better than the Mets.
All those hot teams that we heard about in baseball to start. Royals. See ya. Pirates. See ya.
Reds.
Braves. Reds.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Who are the Yankees beating, by the way?
I'm not talking about the Yankees
I was just curious.
We got 12 wins. So
Cleveland's good. Took 2 out of 3 from them.
Guardians pretty good.
Toronto, I don't like Toronto, okay. But that's still over 500.
Tough. Yeah. Good little lineup out there.
The Astros look awful.
The Astros are a disaster.
Yeah, Yanks sent them into maybe.
Yeah, we took their soul four games in, and we just snatched the soul right from their cavity. They're done. 877-337-6666. It is BT and Sal right here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're on the Fan.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And Sal, it is 11:28 back on the Fan. Let's get back to these calls here. We've been yapping about a few different things, doing the juggle today. Those resilient Mets, John Sterling, and less about the Yankees. I mean, too straight. I'm not going to sound the alarm at all. Some of you will, I won't. But, you'd like to see this end tonight here. Rodon, keep putting up some nice numbers, get a win, and keep this thing moving, Sal.
Got something for you real quick before we get back to
the calls. Am I going to like it?
Yeah, I think so. It's a personal thing.
All right.
Today is my daughter's third birthday.
Hey, I love those good things. Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep.
So now, she's three, right?
Yeah.
Like, we did a thing this morning, whatever.
Do we have complaints coming here? Is this where we're going already? Oh, God, what?
My wife, who never listens to a second of the show, right? Like, she's got her own thing, whatever. Maybe sometimes she's in the radio. If she's in the car, she'll put, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text from her before. This is like 10:47 a.m. What app do I listen to you on? Odyssey? I go, yeah, the free Odyssey app. You could get it, anything you missed on the show. Well, we talked about the Mets in the Open. I go, yeah, why? She goes, did you shout out Sammy yet?
Uh-huh.
I was like, no.
Mama checking in.
I go, do I have to? She's three. She's only three. And then I get the whole, I would if I had my own show. She's my whole life.
Are you serious?
You talk about stupid crap, blah, 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 blah.
Wait a minute. Hey, you know, she didn't say that I saw it. I'm the stupid crap. You talk about stupid crap.
Dad's funny. You talk about all the stupid crap.
You better shout her out, buddy, before you come home and everything's go ahead.
Happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Samira. Daddy loves you. Can't wait to come home, have some cake, give you presents. Hey, she's three. I mean, yeah. One day we could play the audio back for, I guess, but like...
Well, you save it, dude, and she has it for the rest of her life.
Dude, this is more for mommy than it is for Sammy, I think.
It's really for daddy, because if mommy ain't happy, daddy's miserable, man. We all know that.
It's a good point. So sorry to cut you off before the calls, but I had to get that one in.
That's great, man. No, I love it. Happy birthday. She's adorable. She's a beautiful little girl.
Yeah.
So she's three now. Have you watched... Moana. I think I asked you this. Have you watched Moana with her? When Rock does
reason,
the voice.
She's not. No, I want to get her into it. She's not into the movies right now, dude. She throws fits if it's anything that's other than like her normal, you know, Bluey or whatever other crap, Sesame Street.
She doesn't want to sit there for 70, 80 minutes is it the content itself?
I think two things. I think one, she doesn't want to sit there for the whole thing, but two, it's new. So and we don't have the patience, or at least I haven't shown the patience. So like, no, just stick with this. And you'll like it. Like, if it's an episode she's unfamiliar with, she'll go, no, whatever. It's just, you know.
But I probably watch Frozen, you know. God, I love that. I love it. I love Moana. I watch Frozen probably 30 times with my daughter. But it's been a while.
Three,
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, two, three. Okay. One. Actually, her second birthday, I was dressed up as Maui. I was all tatted up. I got to show you. I had this big wig like Jimmy Snuka. It was crazy. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
It was really cool. And now I said, Kins, I want to watch... one of those. She's like, nah, I don't want to watch. I'm like, don't say that.
Oh,
please.
Now she's too old. Yeah,
she's seven.
Oh, no.
But please, even if you don't want to watch it, just watch it for Daddy,
please.
Please.
I better get these movies
Daddy's
in now.
Daddy's going to start watching it by himself. All right, so happy birthday, Sammy. Three years in the books. Wow. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. Real Mets, please stand up. A little Sterling as well. Doug in City Island. Dougie.
Dougie. Hey, fellas. Doug. I just want to say something. You got me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, good there, Doug. Yes.
Yeah. One thing about John Sterling, and I tuned in late, so maybe I didn't hear this.
Go for it.
He had a certain likability.
Yes.
That made, even when he made a mistake,
yeah,
it made it great.
I agree with that.
And I was out of the country when he retired, and I got a text message. My son is 29, pushing 60, saying, his home run call. It is high. It is long. Bye bye, John Sterling.
It's far.
Did he die when I landed?
Oh my God, forbid. No. He's in good health. As we've been assured here. Thank God that's not the case. We've been assured that he is in good health, that he's just stepping away, just hit a wall and he's done. I have gotten a lot of this. There's some people who maybe think that maybe I pushed him away.
I did hear. They did mention that on the morning show, too.
With the Verdugo
that was
stuff
the end.
Here.
When we had him on opening day, we were live at Yankee Stadium, and he called in for us. Mm. And you read him, or you gave him your Verdugo call.
I did.
Boomer and Gio were speculating that in fact, was the end. For
well, I didn't hear them doing that, but I'm getting tweets about this. Like, dude, you're the end that you called. Now, I can take it one of two ways. Like, it broke him because mine was so creative that he's like, if this idiot's coming up with something more original than me, now it's really time to tap out. I'm done. Or he's just like, I mean, this industry is now littered with fools. I'm done. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure which way it's going.
I really, all kidding aside, I really got the sense from him that he was just done. Like, he wants to enjoy his life. Not that he doesn't enjoy doing the games, because he does, but not have to go anywhere, go to dinner with his family, not have anything to do. Like, we are fortunate enough not to really work for a living, right? Like, we talk about sports. I know it's a job, but I know eventually it becomes work, and if you do it the right way, it really is.
Absolutely. There's pressures that most people have no idea about.
Right. However, it's not, you know, the worst part is having something to do. That's how I feel about it. It's like, oh, like, you know, I got stuff to do at home. Do I really need to go into work? Like, the inconvenience of having something to do, and not even just this, whatever it may be.
Yep.
You, when you have something to do, it can be annoying, even if it's something that you would think pleasant or like going to the game last weekend. Sunday, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want
to
go see
You mean
Doc.
Going to the pregame ceremony? Going to the, you didn't actually go to the game.
That's
you,
a good
you
point.
Left.
Going to the pregame ceremony. Like, even that, it's like, ah, oh, I want to go out there, honor Doc, have fun with my family, but like, then push comes to shove. You wake up in the morning, it's like, ah, oh, man, do I really want to be doing that? So I understand where John's coming from, and he's 85.
86.
Like 86. So he's 86 years old.
I know.
You get to a point where it's like, I don't want to have anything to do anymore. I want to just enjoy every second I have.
Did you hear about the Yankees' new prospect? I don't know. Did you hear about this call?
No.
John left one more call on the table. Would you like to hear it?
Are you joking now?
No, I'm going to play it for you. Okay, look, I got, look, you ready?
Yeah.
As Tierney stands in, and the count is 2-1, the wind and the pitch is one. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Brandon Tierney. The Brandon fandom erupts.
Now, I'll say this, right?
How much are you paying for that one?
Nothing, that's great. But I did call him and say, hey, John, I think it was like shortly after COVID, and he was doing a bunch of voice things, some spots. Stove, you probably remember this. I think you were in there with him. And I said, I got to get a little something here from John just so I can have forever. And he didn't write any. Now, Brandon's fandom, what did he say? Erupts, like, all right, it's a loose rhyme, but it's better than anybody else would have come up with, with the warning.
Like the fact that he would even do that
he's a great guy. He's quirky. He's wacky. He's awesome. I love him.
That is
love
great that he has that for you. That's phenomenal.
And that's why you do things like for Sam. You said, well, what am I going to do? Daddy's shouting around on her third birthday. This was a couple of years ago that I got this from John. And a couple of years when Sammy's 7, and trust me, she's going to be 7, she's going to be 10,
right?
Going to be sweet 16, going to be college, going to be married, if she chooses to be, and eventually daddy's going to be retired, and she's going to have that when she was 3 years old.
I know,
that's
I get
you do it.
It,
man.
Yeah, that is cool.
There you go.
John Sterling is such a great, what a great character, great person, so much fun over the
He's
years.
Crazy!
I remember texting him one time, I was doing shows, jeez, dude, I don't remember the name, I was doing shows from my Manhattan apartment. I was doing Yankee pregame shows
on the fan
in Florida from my Manhattan.
Yeah, why did you go to Florida? Did you move to Florida?
No, I was doing shows from my Manhattan apartment on the air in Florida via like whatever Comrade.
Oh, I see what you think. Gotcha.
And I was doing like a half hour. I did the Yankee pregame show, whole thing. Yankee Lyle Overbay and Vernon Wells, whatever.
Oh my God!
And I wanted John Sterling to come on one of these shows as a guest, and I text him, and like he calls back immediately. Now, why would you text? Who text? Just pick up the phone and call. And he goes into a whole thing. I was like, oh, John, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for your time. And he ends up coming on, whatever. But, like, who knew that? I don't want to bother him with a call. I'm just going to call you cold.
That's presumptuous. I
gave him
shoot
a text.
But
then, he shot that down right away. Don't text. Just give me a call.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Come on.
He did.
There you go.
He was always
good.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Cummins. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. Back to you. Met calls. The Mets are surging. Which, who are the real Mets? Stand up. John Sterling as well. BT and Sal, 877-337-6666. All right, so something has happened that I honestly would have deemed unfathomable. But it's happened. But before I say what it is, a little quiz for you here, Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me, be honest. I'm not trying to make you look bad. It's all good.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Be honest.
Yep.
If you know the name, I'm not going to ask you, like, I'm not going to challenge you, but just be authentic. Zachariah Risacher.
No.
Okay. Cody Williams.
No.
It sounds like one that you probably should, but I got you. Dalton Connect.
No.
Reed Sheppard.
No.
Okay, that one you probably, I could see some people, and Dalton connect as well, but mostly no. Alexandre Sarr.
No.
Okay. Matas Buzels.
Nope.
Okay, and one more for you here. How about Ronald Holland?
No.
Okay, those are the projected first seven picks in the NBA draft.
Really?
And what I deem unfathomable, the WNBA draft.
I could name you more players there, at least two.
Had more juice last night than the NBA draft will in June.
Wow.
It has happened.
Wow.
Forget now, this is deemed one of the worst NBA drafts of all time.
I was going to say,
so it's the perfect storm. Again, the kid connect from Tennessee. Some of these kids, you know, but there's a lot of foreign players, a couple G League kids. But so it's down.
The fact,
down,
though, that I've never.
It's down. And the WNBA is up with obviously, with Caitlin Clark and with Angel Reese and some others. But there's no comparison.
Could you name another one besides those two? I could not.
Even
though I know somebody from Columbia went, somebody from UConn went, but I would forget their name.
Well, the stud Paige from UConn is staying put. I probably can't. I know some.
Abby Sue from Columbia, I know.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Did she get drafted?
I think in the second round.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm not 100% sure, but she did get drafted last night.
I know the girl Marshall who plays with Caitlin Clark. Like, I know a few of them because I watched their game. But no, I
Paige
don't.
Paige Becker, as you were talking about, she get
from UConn. She's going back. She's not going into the draft, no. Crazy.
A point is, generally, like, I know I'm not locked into the college hoops at all, whether it's men or women, doesn't matter. I'm just not locked into it. But in years past, I would be able to recognize names that were going to be top. You just Wembanyama. I didn't watch him play.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
John Morant, you knew.
Yeah, right. Of course, 100%.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
That is crazy.
It's happened.
Not one of those names is familiar to me.
Yeah, you know, one of the kids is at Kentucky. One kid plays at Colorado. He's probably going to go top two. A kid at connect over at Tennessee. But again, I do college games. So, and I don't even watch much of the non-Big East.
I don't know all of them.
Right. I don't know the kid from France. I don't know one of the G League kids. I'm not going to pretend to know that. But it's crazy. Like,
do you think there's no juice? Right. Do you think it's because of European players?
No, I think it's circumstantial. I think that, first of all, I just think it's a down year for talent.
Okay.
So when it's a down year for talent, nobody's riding the hype train for five or six. Oh, Zion. Oh, Tim Duncan. Oh, you know, Larry Johnson. Right. Oh, Shaq. So it's different, right? No Ewing. It's first of all, there's just a dearth of good players. It's a weak draft. This draft stinks. Not that one player won't be really good. There will be. But the draft in totality stinks. And then you mix it up, and the WNBA is just more popular, what went down last night, more storylines that we latched onto. I watched more Iowa games than I did Kentucky games, men's, this year. I did.
That's saying
something. I don't think this is a year-to-year thing, but it happens. You may as well tip a cap to the ladies and say, great job.
And I do hope that there's some staying power now with Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese, who I know went seventh to Chicago. Caitlin Clark went where again?
First
Indiana?
To Indiana Fever. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe there's some staying power there.
We'll see. You know, 877. I wouldn't rule it out. 877-337-6666. Hector's up in Washington Heights. What a surprise. He says, these are the real Mets. Heck, what's happening?
Heck yeah, they're the real Mets. But before we do that, can I also join in wishing Sammy a very happy birthday?
Oh, thank you, Hector. Very nice of you.
And BT, you nailed it. She's beyond adorable. Allow me to tell you this quick story here, right? So I see this Mr. Met here who couldn't stay for even to give his boiling door a standing ovation, right? He had to leave. But anyways, I'm talking to him before he leaves. And, you know, I'm telling him how nuts he is with his Soto take, but we're not going to get into that on his at-bat last week. And I tap him on the chest.
Yeah.
And Sammy goes and rubs his chest and looks at me like, no, what are you doing? That's my dad.
That's
like,
right. Somebody's going to have Sal's back.
Yeah. My wife was nowhere to be found.
She was there. Can you stop?
I'm just kidding.
Shout out to your wife and your mom. I wish we could have spent more time together. But again, Mr. Man had to leave because I don't know why. But anyways, I couldn't wait till a little bit of rain. But on these Mets, guys, I've been telling you all along, they are an over 500 team. They are a playoff team. They're not that 0-5 team. They're maybe not this 8-3 team or whatever the heck they're playing right now. They're somewhere in between. But the good thing is that I trust this front office, guys, to make the right moves. And if you allow me here, We talked about all last year, and we wondered, is the clubhouse toxic, or whatever the word you want to use, is there problems in there? You know what was toxic? The front office was toxic. The relationship between Buck and the front office was toxic. And we see it in now, the way Mendoza, and the way he's showing his excitement, the way that's rubbing off on the players, the way the young guys' exuberance is rubbing off on the players. This team is so much fun to watch, and I believe in this team. And I think they're going to be a heck of a good team. And I don't know why Sal is coming on here talking otherwise. But you know what? Stay that way.
I'm saying they gotta win me over.
They thrive on your negativity, buddy. I love you, but they thrive on your negativity. So stay with this team. Is never going to be 500 again. And
well, if they were thriving on my negativity, maybe they would have won something over the last 40-plus years. I mean, they're not exactly thriving in any capacity.
They scored a couple of runs over the first five games.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're too negative. Okay, then I'm positive, and they choke away the division. And then I'm negative about them. Last year, they stink. This year, they start the season 0-5.
Maybe just be neutral.
Yeah, and that's my fault. Like, blame me. Oh, yeah, you. Right, they thrive on your negativity. Like, as if I'm saying something crazy because the team couldn't get a hit in the opening series, in the opening two series, opening homestand, I should say. They just need to win me over. They are starting to win me over. They're playing hard. They're playing fun baseball, inspired baseball, energetic. But, like, to what extent? Like, do I think they're a playoff team? I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think they're a playoff team right now. I think that should be the expectation. That should be the goal. I thought it was unrealistic when I heard Stearns and Cohen say it. But right now, it should be realistic. Now finish the job. Get there. Get there. Long way to go. Long way to go.
And you can't get there unless Lindor really joins the party for the rest of the year.
See, like, but
you
got to
get going.
I think he will.
Like,
if you were to ask me reasons why I think the Mets won't make the playoffs, I think it's more about the pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more about the other pieces maybe not doing their part. I think Lindor ultimately will get going.
He might. I mean, I'm a little less convicted because you guys know where I stand on Lindor from the left side, things I've said a million times. I'm not going to say he's destined to hit 209. No, I mean, I would think that he's gonna have a month or two where he looks like an all-star. And if not, you got big-time problems with that contract. But he'll join the party at some point. How long he'll stay, I'm not sure. The thing about the Mets, though, see, and it's a fine line here. Like, yeah, you have to enjoy this surge. They were done, but there's still a fragility with this team.
Right.
Like the first time they lose three or four, the energy positively that Mets fans feel right now is going to flip fast.
And that's why I'm trying.
And then it might flip again positively.
Right.
But there's going to be a lot of flipping because I don't think the Mets fan really knows. I don't even know. Although I surmise it's not as good as some Mets fans think. What kind of team you have yet?
Correct. I'm going to throw out the last 2 years. The successful year in 2022, the disastrous year last year. And now they need to prove to me what they are and what they're made of. By the way, I'm just watching the replay again. Lindor did it again. The bottom hand coming off. Lefty swing, bottom hand coming. It just looks so awkward. It's like the bat slips out of his hand. Something is up there. Maybe he's using a bat that's too heavy. I don't know, but it's ridiculous.
He's got the right bat.
Dude, what's the excuse for his bottom hand coming off? They showed the other day where he tries to grip it and it slipped out of his hand. Something is off there.
What?
He's A, not hitting from the left side. B, it just looks awkward when your bottom hand is flying off of there.
I said maybe his hand's bothering him.
On the
because
line,
you think about that, you almost do it to preemptively avoid the anticipated jolt that you think you might feel as your bottom hand leads through the zone. Top hand's along for the ride. Bottom hand's doing the damage.
Anyway, in his case,
he's not doing any damage.
There is no damage being done.
Which is maybe why it's a little bit banged up.
But if I'm willing to throw out 2022 and 2023, they need to prove to me what they are this year. So far, it's been a mixed bag. First five, six games, awful. Last 10 games, very good and very encouraging. I need to see a little bit more before I buy all the way in and say this team should be and could be and will be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely nuts to think that right now. I think you got to,
or even a 500 team.
Yeah,
I mean, they're 500.
That's not as nuts, but, I mean, to sit here and stamp on a playoff team is, and I don't know that you're not. Some are, and I respect that. Have fun, get involved, get engaged, remain engaged, but to me, that seems, from a baseball point of view, outlandish at this point. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.